What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Start up your Tuesday. Start up every day right here on the Horn. Appreciate you doing it live and local. This show and, of course, 15 hours of local sports conversation each day as we roll on 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260. Always streaming live on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. And tell that smart speaker, hey, Alexa, turn on the Horn Austin, and you'll have us locked in if you're working from home, home office, however you're doing it these days. We appreciate you being there because there's actually a lot of sports news on a daily basis, on the daily now, as the kids like to say. We got a lot. Got baseball. We've got hoops. Hey, by the way, you like the midday hoops? I'm just giving all kinds of love to the NBA bubble. I'm loving this bubble. I mean, you turn on the TV in the middle of the afternoon, you got basketball on. Pretty good game yesterday, too. I watched just kind of like as background, just to have it on when you're getting stuff done.
Right.
I was watching the Raptors beat the Heat. It's a good game. Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet, man, it's good. And now you got the Mavericks playing today at 12:30. I got hoops. Right in the middle of the day.
It is good stuff just to hear it.
Yeah. It's just, you know, what else is he going to be on at 12:30? But it's perfect. You got basketball today. I'm all in. And normally that would be a baseball thing to get day baseball. You get day hoops from the bubble in Orlando. I'm all in. But yeah. Paying off. Go ahead.
Great. Paid off. Let's pay it off.
Fact
first.
Of the day. Somebody said, I asked, on this day 23 years ago, the oldest recorded living person passed away. What's the oldest we've seen? Now, someone said Methuselah, 969 years ago old. Okay, that could be an answer.
Mythical. I'm going to say in the 130s.
No. Jean Calment passed away this day in France, Aries, France. Jean, she lived to be 122 years, 164 days old. 122 and almost a half.
She looked good, too, on the way out.
She did. Oldest man ever recorded, it was in Japan, who lived to be 116 and 54 days. 116. Woman, 122.
I'm fine. I'm here until the good Lord says you got to go. I'm not one of those, oh, I don't want to be 80, I don't want to be 70, I don't want to be this or that. No, there's a time. I'm here for the long haul. I'm not asking to go anytime sooner.
But you didn't
need
know,
to go.
Man. Like,
you need to stop.
Medicine gets better. I'll be 48 this year.
I know.
I think I got a plan for like 120. I really do. I continue to say that. And I don't know if I'll get there, but
you make a plan for it. Yes, you do.
I make a plan for it. I'm like financially and health wise, and you know, you got to make a plan.
I don't know if I can. My problem with the plan is that I eat too much ice cream. Diabetes. My wife always tells me that. My wife says, "Hey, diabetes." Every time I see you, middle of the day, you got an ice cream sandwich in your hand. She said, oh, no, you want to live, be along? I don't think all that.
Diabetes. By the way, Wilford Brimley passed away over the weekend.
Yes.
Famous for saying that quote we played, diabetes.
But I guarantee this lady probably had ice cream every damn day. There's people that drink liquor, still smoke cigarettes, and they're like 90-some years old.
I was going
to
say,
why do I have to get diabetes?
I think she's the one who had that interview where she was like, the secret to living a long life is smoking cigars every day and drinking whiskey.
Amen. Whatever keeps you going, man. But yeah, I mean, some for diabetes, some folks are genetic and disposed.
Right, you got
to
good genes.
Some people obviously they eat their way into diabetes. But whatever, yeah, be as healthy as you can, but at the same time, enjoy your life.
Eat my ice
cream. Happiness is important.
You know, I had yesterday in the middle of the day, I told her about it. I ate some cherry vanilla. You know, I worked for 7 hours in the heat, but I couldn't help it around noontime, and the rest of the cherry vanilla was in there. I ate the cherry vanilla ice cream when it was 100 degrees. I then had a tuna sandwich and then a drink over the top of that. Dude, my stomach was making, I was on the move when I really wasn't on the move. You know what I mean? It was like, uh-oh. Ice cream's no good in the middle of the day here. It's too hot.
It's too hot.
It is. Yeah. I have a bunch of milk product. You know I'm not supposed to be eating it anyway.
Yeah, you're lactose intolerant too. That's always smart.
Two fish and milk?
Oh,
fish
man.
And milk, man?
Buh. Sorry.
This says E wants to live forever, dummy. I don't want to live forever. I might, though. What if you do? You got a plan for things. I don't want to get to be like 111 and be like, oh, man, I'm out of cash. What did I plan for this? The hell's wrong with me?
I'm calling it quits at 60.
That's like BK. I won't live to be. Most people have always said, I won't live to be 30, and then they're 80.
Look, trust me, I'm not being. There's no hubris here. I could die tomorrow. I could get sick and die in the next. But I don't know. I don't want that. But I got a plan for all options here.
I got 6 grandkids.
People are living longer.
I want to live long.
Medical breakthroughs.
Sure.
If you don't plan for it, you're going to be unprepared when you get there, potentially.
By the way, my wife said, do you remember that when we kept confusing how many grandkids I had? 6?
Yeah.
Said, oh, you didn't realize your daughter was pregnant the whole time, and it really was 6.
Yeah, you got 6 coming. It'll be a 6-time grandpapa coming up. All right, let's get your headlines. There's some big stories out there that certainly one involving the Big 12. It is official now. UBO Business Services brings it to you. And yes, last night the Big 12 Board of Directors, made up of school presidents and chancellors, voted and approved a 10-game league schedule for the 2020 football season in the Big 12. It will include a full 9-game conference schedule plus 1 non-conference home game for each team. The conference would like that home game to be played in the month of September before conference play begins. For Texas, that non-conference game is expected to be UTEP, who is currently scheduled to play Texas on September 19. That date could change or could stay. We'll keep you posted on that. And according to reports behind the scenes, there are no current plans to move the Texas-Oklahoma game from the Cotton Bowl on October the 10th, despite the state fair being canceled this year due to the pandemic. One other note from the Big 12, they did vote to give the conference flexibility to move the Big 12 championship game to December 12th or 19th if necessary. Tough injury news at Oklahoma, where it is reported that Sooners senior linebacker Caleb Kelly suffered a torn ACL in practice. He's going to miss the 2020 season, and it's his second season-ending knee injury in as many off-seasons for the former 5-star recruit. Big things expected of him this year. Obviously not going to play. NBA's bubble action. Spurs dropped the first game of their 3 now in Orlando. Tough one last night. They lost to Philadelphia's Shake Milton. Former SMU Mustang drained a go-ahead 3 with 7 seconds to go. Sixers beat the Spurs 132-130. Also last night, Lakers clinched the number 1 seed in the West with a win over Utah. Anthony Davis had 42. The Lakers now lead the Clippers by 6 games, only 5 left in the regular season. Today in Orlando, about 1:30, Mavericks play Sacramento in an afternoon affair. Rockets play tonight against Portland. Major League Baseball last night, Rangers and Astros both taking the night off. They open series tonight out west. Texas opens a 3-game set in Oakland. Lance Lynn on the hill. Houston plays the first of 3 in Arizona with their rookie right-hander Christian Javier set to make his second career start. He was fantastic in his debut last week against the Dodgers. Couple of scores from last night of note. How about Bucky's Yankees, now 8-1 on the young season. Garrett Cole got the win in a 6-3 victory over Philadelphia. Cubs 8-2 after they blanked Kansas City. And the break up the Rockies of Colorado. They lead the NL West. They've matched their best start in franchise history at 7-2. They beat the Giants 7-6. Terrible news in Atlanta, where the Braves' young pitching ace, Mike Soroka, suffered a torn Achilles tendon while covering a play at first base in the third inning of their loss to the Mets. He's now out for the season, and his recovery could impact his 2021 campaign as well.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
122, that's deep. You're going deep there, man. 122 years. Golly. My son turned 22 this year. Think about that, 22. He's been around a while, but that 100 years on top of that, that's a long damn time alive.
Yeah. You've done some things the right way.
You've seen a lot.
And you've done some things the right way to make it that far. You can have genes, but you've escaped some things, too.
Oh, yeah.
You've had the angel on your shoulder a few times.
Bunch of wars.
Yes.
I mean, she's died in France, so, you know, World War I, World War II.
Crazy.
She saw a lot, man. She saw a lot in her 122 years, to say the least. Hey, let's dive into our Coach's Corner on a Tuesday.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner.
It is brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations. We say if you get into hornfm.com and play our Fantasy Golf Challenge, we do it every major for the major golf season, which begins this weekend, you could win that Audiovisual Consultations 55-inch flat-screen television. Got to have one for all of your sports watching here. We're not going to go to games as much, but we're going to watch games a lot here in the summer and into the spring. Who's your early Tuesday fave for the PGA Championship? I've got to read up and learn up about this Harding Park in San Francisco. I don't know much about it, but it will be primetime golf come the weekend.
Well, Koepka's looking for 3 in a row.
I know.
And I got to believe he's just got to be as mad at himself as can be for last week. And he looks healthy. I mean, once again, I think he's the best player in the world when he's healthy. And he was healthy last week. He just made a couple mistakes. You know, he's still just getting into the mental part of it. But he can swing it now, and he's swinging freely without that knee bothering him. So I still like Koepka again. And majors, he comes to play in the majors. And if he's healthy, he's coming to play. Yeah,
he's got four already, right? I mean,
yeah.
Two U.S. Opens, two PGA Championships, if memory serves. God, it's been so long since we've had a golf major. It's been a year since we had a major championship.
I just want Tiger to make the cut.
I'd like to see Tiger play into the weekend because it's in, yeah. Of course, he's from Northern California, so this isn't, I'm sure he knows Harding Park, or at least is familiar with it. So we'll see Tiger back on the course. Justin Thomas is the new number one. John Rahm was number one. Bryson DeChambeau has been the hot, you know, one of the hot golfers. We'll see, but that'll tee off on Thursday. So get in there, make your picks. HornFM.com.
I would have liked to see E-Webb Simpson play better last week, but I saw him make a couple of those 3-foot misses.
Ooh.
Where they hit the lip and go out 8 feet after they miss.
The rim jobs.
And that's not like him. No rim jobs for him.
Hate those.
I hate them too.
That was him.
Yeah.
Went halfway down. How did he came back out the other side?
Yeah.
All right. So Coach's Corner, Buck, what do we make? So here's a situation in Fort Worth with Gary Patterson.
I honestly don't know what that is. I can comment on it, but I don't know. What did Coach do? Obviously, he said something.
Well, so here it is. Like the Twitter blew up yesterday with like Twitter. By the way, today I was alerted this morning that today is my anniversary of joining Twitter. So exciting. I'm supposed to go fill out some anniversary tweet, which I'm not going to do.
I think I give a rat's ass about social media.
I don't.
Thanks, Coach.
I participate on.
Coach still
like,
around?
So Gary Patterson runs pretty hot, right? And he's an old ball school ball coach. Well,
yes.
So you decide on this. I mean, a lot of players in the TCU program seem to be rallying around Gary Patterson here. So TCU head football coach Gary Patterson told a player to stop using the N-word in a team meeting. But in doing so, he used the N-word. Okay? The player is a kid named Dylan Jordan, who's a linebacker from Pittsburgh, Kansas. And he took to social media yesterday to, and this is where this is made aware to people, that Dylan Jordan went to Twitter with a statement saying that Coach used the N-word and he didn't like it. He also thought that Coach verbally berated him at a practice on Sunday and threatened to send him back to Kansas and called him a spoiled brat, which then he acted like by going to social media to air a grievance. But so Gary Patterson apparently in telling this player and all players just that we're not going to use the N-word in this football program because apparently in a team meeting earlier, some players he heard them using the N-word, just talking amongst each other. So he went to them and said, look, we're in a very heated way when he was talking to Dylan, we're not going to say the word. And he said the word on a couple of occasions. Could have said it without saying it, but actually said the N-word.
I'll just say this, and it's pretty simple. I don't use that word. I mean, I grew up in some places that was just, that was a part of the lingo. I never got a hold of using it. I never, you know, my brothers and sisters, I never used it around them. I've never used it around my friends. I just don't, if I'm writing a poem that's something to do with something, I may say it in a poem or something like that. I don't say it, but I kind of don't get this one. I mean, you know, I don't know what that, if you're saying the word to tell somebody, don't say the word, I don't know how you could possibly be after that person. That doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. I mean, I've stopped players in locker rooms when they've referred to females as bitches, and I would stop them and say, "Don't ever use that word again around here, or don't use that word in a meeting about a female that it doesn't matter whether you know her or not, but don't ever call them. You know, don't do that. Do that. That's not the way to talk. That's not the way to talk around females. But it's not the way to talk around here around males." And I've said that, but N-bombs just don't—they don't feel good to me. You know what I'm saying? And
no.
The same thing is when I grew up, when I lived in Carolinas, when people would call people crackers, I never liked that word because I knew kind of what
it's derogatory.
Yeah, I knew it, and I was like, oh, no, I don't like to use that term, you know. And I don't know why they're after Gary Patterson about that. That doesn't make any sense
to me. Well, I mean, because he took to Twitter and said he used the N-word, and then players actually came to Gary Patterson's defense. Said, look, he's spinning this a different way. He wasn't calling him the N-word.
Because you're mad at him.
And he was saying, we're not in this program, we won't use that word. But he said the word, Gary Patterson did.
He got his point across.
Right. Should he have said it? Should he have?
Yeah, he should have said it.
Okay, well, that's even, you know, confirmed by other players that heard the exchange that we're not going to use that word. But he used the word in saying we're not going to use that word. So Jordan alleges that during Sunday's practice, Patterson called him a blanking brat.
Oh, boy. Sorry about that there,
I'll
Jordan.
I'll send you back to Pittsburgh, Kansas, referring to where he's from. And
I've said it on numerous occasions to players, I'll send you back to your mama in a box.
Yeah.
And if I said that now, I probably would be like, wait, hey, Mom, you know, he told me he's going to send me back to you in a box, like a coffin. And I'd probably catch all kinds of hell for that.
He gone.
But, I mean, come on, honey. You told you, would you tell your mama? Really?
Yes.
Here they come. Buck, you're still living in your time. No. I mean, are you telling me you can't say that word to say don't say that word? I mean, really?
Yeah, he was reiterating something he had told the team because he heard it in a team meeting.
He doesn't want that word said.
We're not saying it, but he probably shouldn't have said it while saying that. But yes, to get his point across, he used the N-word, saying we're not going to use that word in this program. He wasn't calling anyone that. He wasn't saying it as slang. He wasn't just throwing it around. He was saying it to correct behavior. In an attempt to correct behavior and something whether you're black or blue or green, you're not using that word in this program. It doesn't matter. Don't want it. But he used the word while doing so. So you decide on that. That's where Gary Patterson is right now. We'll take your thoughts.
I love this. These kids ain't playing around with that. You know what? He's lucky he didn't get his old ass kicked. Yeah.
Look, have you ever been around football practice? Are you kidding?
This is probably coming from a guy who never suited up, never been at a practice or played for a little bit. These kids ain't. Cut me a break.
Well, and there was some, as we said, the players supporting, and there was actually a teammate of his that said, this is getting twisted, and you're coming off as soft. He called the player, you know, coming off as soft.
Oh, the guy what did Gary Patterson say about him?
Yeah, well, I think Gary's trying to toughen the kid up, and, you know, you're a linebacker. We need you, you know, I'll send you back. He called him a blanking spoiled brat, which he didn't like. You know, the F word would be
they
that
dropped
one.
The F bomb on him.
Yeah.
You couldn't take that F bomb.
All right. Also in our coaches' corner, we want to hear from you on that. We'll take your thoughts. Also, Mike McCarthy. How about this? This is the first time I'm sure he's met some of his veteran players before the pandemic began, but as far as a team activity, they've been all virtual since the pandemic began. So yesterday at the Star Complex, you've got the veterans there. And here's Mike McCarthy talking about the opportunity that they have in 2020, the challenges they face, and how training camp will lay out for the Cowboys this season.
It's great to finally be able to stand in front of you and get started on this unique, very unique opportunity. Obviously, any time you got a chance to be part of an NFL opportunity, it's special. But I think stating the obvious, the uniqueness of this battle with COVID that we got in front of us, not only just here professionally, but personally. This training camp really breaks down into two phases, okay? I'm calling this phase that we're starting today, phase one. For the 13th, we'll have our traditional, you know, big team meeting. It'll be more like the traditional training camp I'm sure you guys are accustomed to. Everything we do will be about winning.
All right, there we go. Gary Patterson. So, phase one will be up until the 12th of August. It's like you're seeing, kind of a lot of virtual stuff, a lot of meetings, a lot of walkthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
And then August 13th, they'll start hitting people because that will have everyone 18 days into the ramp up, plus multiple coronavirus tests that everyone has passed and gotten through so that they can start knocking heads and then preparing for the season, which is a unique challenge. You know, college coaches go through it all the time, Buck, where there are no preseason games, but without preseason games, the idea of, okay, when I saw a report where Kyle Shanahan was going to maybe allow tackling in training camp, which is never allowed. Like, he may allow his team to go tackle on tackle.
Ooh.
Just because you got to get ready for a game.
Well, you have to, right?
Yeah, you got ready to get hit somebody. They're going to hit you. And you got to know across
And you got to be nice to the kids. You're not allowed to say bad. You can't say bad things to the kids or they won't be able to.
Can't call him a spoiled brat?
Nope. No.
Because he's fat?
No, you hurt his feelings. You're going to hurt their feelings. And that's very important in this day, not to hurt the kids' feelings.
Apparently.
Especially when you're playing football. Don't do that.
Well, I've seen Remember the Titans a few times, and I remember Herman Boone saying, you're crippling these kids. You're crippling them if you don't hurt their feelings a little bit and let them know their weaknesses and make them aware of it. I saw Herman Boone.
The way you say things, intent is very important. There was no intentions of doing anything but getting the right message to his football team to let them all know that he did not want to hear that word around the locker room. And if that's not displaying leadership, I don't get it. It's telling them all. He's not just telling that kid, by the way, at TCU, he doesn't want to hear it in words. He's telling them all. He's telling the white players. He's telling the black players. He's telling his coaches. I don't want that word said around here at all. And by using that word, the intent is to get that word across. That's the very word. I don't want you to mistake the word that I don't want to hear again in this locker room. I'm going to tell you the word I don't want to hear again in this locker room or around this area.
Yeah.
This is the word. And how that gets screwed around as the guy being a racist or he's an old-time coach that needs to get with the time. You people on the text line are a little soft yourself. I'll throw that at you, too, because that's...
Yeah, of course, people are soft.
I mean, if you try to really twist that around, you're just looking for something.
Yeah. Well, and if you read his entire post, the young player, Dylan Jordan, who's a young kid, right? He's a young player.
Yeah.
Trying to find his way in college football.
Sure.
But he does come off as a bit of a you know, butthurt kid. Because here's what he wrote. Coach Patterson called me out for posting my girlfriend on Twitter or on Instagram on National Girlfriend Day in the front of the defense. We didn't like that.
Good grief. What if that would have been Mike Leach?
Jordan, did you post your girlfriend on Instagram? Of course, this is football practice. Of course he's going to bust your chops for that. I mean, that's what goes on.
Gosh.
He says, as practice moved on, he approached me about it. He then said, you're a blanking, spoiled brat. I'll send you back to Kansas.
Yeah.
He followed that with, you've been saying racial slurs in the meeting room, but he used the N-word. You've been saying blank in the meeting room. This morning, I show up for practice, and multiple players approach me and ask if this was true. I told them yes. You know, he went on to say, he wasn't calling me a racial slur, but this behavior is not okay. Needs to be repercussions for these actions. So Gary, in a heated moment, while he was calling him a spoiled brat, also said, I hear you using the N-word in meetings. We're not having that in this program. To which, just using the word, he's calling out his coach.
He doesn't want to hear that word. Yeah, and he doesn't want to hear that word. Just like, as I said, when players would be talking about females, they would be saying, you know, them bitches.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, dude.
Cut that
don't
out.
Don't do that. I got like daughters up in here. Don't use that kind of word. Don't use that word. You know?
And by the way, if you play football and you live in a locker room at any level, and if you've lived in a locker room, if you post a picture of your girlfriend on Instagram on National Instagram Girlfriend Day, you're going to hear about it.
And if it happens to be their fat little girlfriend's too bad.
I mean, seriously?
You're going to take some business, aren't you?
Where's that dude from?
Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Head on back home, if need be. If you need to go home, go home.
By the way, one of my favorite texters we get, he listens on the Horn app in Wichita.
No.
He says, no wonder the kid's upset. Getting sent back to Kansas is a horrible thing. All right, we will be back. Take your thoughts on it. Obviously, there's two sides to all stories, and we'll take yours and opinion on that. We'll hit your hot or not for the end of the hour. Cowboys opening up camp, and we've got a resolution in the Big 12. What say you on the 9-game conference schedule plus one non-conference home game? Details coming. Big 12 finally makes a decision.
Take a step back. Take a step back. Take a step back. Take a step back. Everybody stop where you're at. Take a step back.
All right, a lot of opinions on Gary. That's the hit of the summer, by the way. Gary Patterson's country tune, Take a Step Back. But we're all taking a step back this morning because Gary Patterson hot water for using the N-word, but in a way of trying to redirect a player and his team not to use the N-word. Probably shouldn't have said it. Could have gone about it a different way. But I would also say for the young player to go to social media to air that grievance instead of airing it with your teammates. And if you have a leadership council on your team and you have an issue with Gary Patterson, go to them. Handle that behind the scenes. It does not need to be a national. And by the way, Twitter is a worldwide. This thing was the number one trending topic on Twitter for a while yesterday, which, you know, Gary Patterson's like, really? This is how we're handling our business these days. We're taking stuff outside the locker room.
Sure, of course.
To take it to Twitter because I had some fun with you because you posted your girlfriend on Instagram on National Girlfriend's Day.
And I'm upset at you, Coach. I'll get you back.
And I think you're a blanking, spoiled brat. Well, then you go and act like a blanking spoiled brat. What do you know?
This one, not even worth spending a lot of time on.
I know.
This one for sure.
I know. But it's out there, so we'll mention it because Gary Patterson in the news and the Big 12 in the news because they finally made it official last night. 9 conference games plus 1 non-conference game is the plan moving forward. The questions now, so if you're looking at college football, obviously we all have a question whether they're going to be able to start a season and finish a season. There's still debate about that, but they're at least planning to play. Training camps are open. So here's the next shoes to drop on this. Oklahoma and TCU are among teams in the Big 12 scheduled to play on September the 20 or August the 29th. That is, according to all reports, likely not to happen because the Big 12 now wants to start their season in mid-September to late September, more in line with the other Power 5 school conferences. So that Missouri State-Oklahoma game that got moved up, likely now to be canceled. That's now not likely to be the Oklahoma game, or it'll be later in the month of September. TCU in the same vein. So TCU's looking for a game, too. Texas Tech needs a game. They're going to have to schedule this non-conference game. Texas Tech likely to solidify their agreement with UTEP and play the Miners at some point in and around those. They could play on that September 19th date. That would make sense.
Tell BYU to get on the road. Let's go. Let's make some money. Anybody need a game here? We only got, what, 4?
Yeah, that's as far as shoes to drop. BYU trying to figure out what they're going to do. They are, they're in a world of hurt. They're going to be...
How did they fix their problem?
I don't know. I don't know what they mean. If you're a BYU fan and you have more intel than we do, this one's a challenge because
they're not going to just stop playing football, right?
No. I mean, they're going to plan to play. But they, as we say, they've already had their Michigan State, Minnesota games canceled. They had a game with, they had 2 Pac-12 games, Arizona State and Utah. They also had a game with Missouri that's off the table now out of the SEC. So, yeah, they're struggling to field enough games as an independent. And so we'll see. But now here's what we're waiting on. SEC is going to announce their new schedule at some point. I don't know when that's going to happen. But the SEC now has to, because they're going conference only, but they're adding 2 conference games to each team. So how does that play out? Big Ten expected to announce their schedule this week, their conference only schedule. The Pac-12 announced theirs over the weekend. And now with the Big 12, each school is going to have to firm up and solidify what that non-conference home game will be, as we say with Texas, likely to be UTEP. Wow. But will it be on the 19th, as it's currently scheduled, or will they move off of that and play it a week earlier, like September 12th, or maybe the following week, which is September the 26th? I think it's more likely to move up or stay than move back because they are scheduled to play Kansas State the following week.
Yeah, I'd like to have a week off after that.
And maybe two. I mean, that up to that where that LSU date was. But if you're Chris Del Conte, look, if you're paying attention and you're watching the numbers in Austin and Travis County and throughout the state of Texas of confirmed COVID cases and hospitalizations, they're coming down, right? I mean, the peak we hit in July got pretty precarious. It's starting to come back down. So if you're Texas, you're thinking, okay, how far back in, if we continue to bring the numbers down, you know, can we maybe get to that 50% of fans in the stands situation come September the 19th? Or what's going to happen when all these students come back on campus all over the state of Texas?
I'm going to say a no to the 50% no matter what. I'm going to stake at 25 and pray that we can have 25% of the fans in the stands at any time during the football season. That's what I'm thinking. I know the governor. I think we're still at 50, correct? Nothing has changed, right? So far, we're still at 50. I don't see anything that has changed that. But I think the president is thinking, I think the president of the university is thinking, let's plan on 25. Let's more like 25 than 50. Let's think about that as something that could be, you know, possible.
But knowing Chris Del Conte and the many conversations we've had with him, there's no doubt in my mind that he will be at least talking, encouraging the Board of Regents and the governor to take it. Are we at 50 or are we at 50? We'd like to do 50.
Oh, no, because if you say 50, if you say it's okay, Chris Del Conte and the president are going to have a lot of discussions, right?
Well, UT's but
he won't be the guy who makes the final decision. Chris is not going to be the guy.
No, this is a presidential decision and the Board of Regents decision, and the governor will have a say. And of course, the governor appoints the Board of Regents of Texas, so they have a direct line to the governor's office. And that's where that word came down last week from the Board of Regents to the interim president, to be President Jay Hartzell. Hey, let's start exploring a 25% capacity model and make sure we're ready to go with that if that's the necessary agreement that we make with the governor on this. But you know, to me, that 25%, the biggest part of that, and I could be dead wrong on the books, but I think that's about suites and the luxury boxes.
Yeah, those people pay a lot of money for those suites and luxury. We got to have them
that's
in
a,
there.
That's a big source of revenue.
For sure.
Well, you're a season ticket holder, right?
Yes.
And you got another letter this week.
I did.
From Chris Del Conte in the athletic department that said, hey, guess what? You know, if you've already paid for your tickets, why don't you just let us keep that? Why don't you call that a down payment and a payment for next year's tickets, and we'll just hold that?
Yeah, all the things that
we'd like to be able to help the program if you would just let us hold on to that money.
Well, Chris Del Conte's getting to the point, just like everybody else, the Michigans of the world, the Ohio States. This is you can be the haves and still are taking an incredible financial hit right now. And there'll be changes in people's salaries and things like that to come. There just has to be. You know what I mean? You can say you have all this money, but when your budget is as big as their budget is, no one has taken a hit yet, but they will. That can't just stay the same. None of that can stay the same. Coaches' salaries and things like that, they're all going to change around college football. Just is.
Yeah, everyone's have to adjust their books
right.
For the current situation, and that's everybody. But with Texas saying, "Hey, can we hold on to your money if you've already sent it to us because it would help us out?"
Well, that's part of the indication that things are.
Yeah, well, and then Texas is the bluest of the blue bloods. So,
correct.
You know, if they're hurting, everyone's really hurting, and we know that is going to be the case.
Yeah, and we're talking about teams. We're talking about teams that are trying to get them on the road and make a little money for their not only their programs for their athletic programs to keep sports alive in their places. But God, that's not even that much money. It's not even that much money.
That's why I say if the luxury boxes are open, I mean that's a big part of the revenue stream. Even having fans, you know, having some fans in the stands does allow them to sell in stadium advertising, which is a good source of revenue for sure. It allows them to do some concessions. I mean, it's down, but it's some, right? And those suites are pretty huge at that point. So, pretty cool. Hey, how about this for pretty cool? This is pretty cool, and we're going to go to the Vaqueros hotline because a big announcement just coming down from our friends at the Dell Diamond. That, you know, the Dell Diamond used for Round Rock Hairy Men baseball games and so many activities, but a new partnership coming with the, how about this? Let's go to the hotline and talk to our buddy JJ Gotch of Ryan Sanders Baseball, the Round Rock Express, the Dell Diamond. JJ, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, E. Good morning, Buck.
How are you, JJ?
Hey, so pretty cool stuff happening. You guys are always looking for new and inventive ways to use that beautiful facility there in Round Rock, and a new one's come your way.
Yeah, so trivia for you two, you sports buffs. You know what today is the 22-year anniversary of?
Ooh. Let me look. 22 years ago? No, I do not.
It was when Big Tex invited Robin Ventura out to the mound for a little discussion.
August the 4th, that's 22 right.
22 years ago.
Oh, man. The headlock scene around the world.
In honor of the headlock and the noogie and the fights, we're pretty excited to announce that we are going to be one of the first outdoor venues in the country to host the UFC 252 fight and watch party. You know, UFC fights have never really been able to be broadcast within large stadiums or venues because of the relationship that the promoters have with bars across the country.
Right.
The current pandemic situation in bars all over the country and these closed spaces, you know, not being able to be open and have these viewing parties, the UFC has shifted, they've pivoted, and are reaching out to folks like us, folks that have had a little bit of success and have had some plans and done some things so far. And we're going to be, I think we might be the first ones actually announcing that today, that we're going to be hosting the UFC 252 watch party at Dell Diamond on the field on the massive video board.
That is awesome. And I know UFC fans have had they had to watch at home, and they're used to going out and watching it with fellow fight fans. So set the scene, JJ. You'll have it up on the Jumbotron. Folks can throw down a blanket or bring some chairs and watch the fight with their friends.
Exactly. So we were fortunate. We had the Granger Smith concert and 4th of July fireworks show out at Dell Diamond, where we utilized basically what we call these social distancing pods, which are 6x6 squares that have got 6 feet around them, safety ingress, egress around the ballpark. But yeah, Aaron, we're going to have we're going to have, including the prelims and the main fight card, everything's going to be up on the big Jumbotron. Folks can bring their blankets out. We're going to have our concessions open. We're going to have food trucks. It's just going to be a great opportunity. You know, as you talked about, fight fans like to watch fights together. It's not fun watching them by yourself at home. So this is going to be able to give you an opportunity to come out and watch it with other fight fans in a safe and socially distant way.
Very cool. Big announcement from the Dell Diamond, always looking for creative ways. And props to the UFC. They're kind of the same thing, looking for ways to keep their fans and cater to their fans. And this is an opportunity with bars and sports bars and restaurants shut down for big events like that. The Dell Diamond, a perfect opportunity. What are the dates on that, folks? JJ, I think that's a week from this coming weekend, correct?
Yes, correct. That is going to be on August 15th, and tickets are going to go on sale at noon today.
Noon today. JJ, thanks for the update, and we're excited about that. We'll continue to push it for our fight fans and UFC fans out there. What a great opportunity out at the Dell Diamond. Thank you for the update, my friend.
Thank you, JJ.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, JJ Gotch, breaking news. Breaking news right here, Sam Piga. Breaking news.
Hype man.
That's pretty cool. I think they're the first to announce that. So, yeah, makes sense, right? You got that big facility, and if you've seen that screen, it's beautiful. It's one of those you could just lay back and watch a movie, and the sound system is top shelf. And so you'll get the full – they'll be blasting that thing through that Dell Diamond sound system, so you'll hear all the you won't miss it. I mean, the screen is massive. So that'll
That's
be pretty
awesome.
Cool. That is a cool way to get out and watch what is really a get-together sport, right? You want to get together with all your buddies.
Sure you do.
Have some beers, have some Bud Lights.
And you're in a little cubicle, huh?
Well, I mean, you could probably Google that and see the Granger Smith concert, Dell Diamond.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they did an overhead
time, yeah.
view. And so you just get your own little 6x6 foot, and so there's space between you and the next group, so you're not piled on top of each other, and we are social distancing.
Oh, there's that other word.
And he used the word of the day. JJ dropped the word pivot. Way to go, JJ. We've got to pivot. He said pivoting.
Yeah, we need to do that. We need to have the word of the day in this new age.
Pivot is the new word of the day. The Big 12 has pivoted or pivoting to a 10-game schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So the Longhorns will not play 12 games this year. They'll play 10. They will likely lose. We know they're losing the LSU game because the SEC's already gone all conference. And then they're going to not likely play the South Florida Bulls, who are somewhere saying, wait a second, we needed that $2 million. What are we going to do about that $2 million we'd already budgeted for? UTEP will be the likely team. By the way, their contract for $1.4 million to come play Texas as part of the UT system.
Oh, they got it. They want that game badly.
So,
and it should be. And it should keep it in state.
Keep that in mind. RRExpress.com is the website for the Round Rock Express. That's where you'll be able to get tickets starting at 10 at noon today. If you want to be at that UFC, get your buddies together, get your area. I think for the Granger Smith show, they had over 2,000 people there. So they can fit a lot of people onto that field. And you will get a great view and vantage point and sound system and all of it for UFC 252 coming up a week from this coming weekend, Saturday night out at Dell Diamond. Big announcement right there. Coming back, we will hit the hot or not topics, things we've missed between the start of the show and now as we're almost halfway through. More on the Big 12's decision. A lot of great conversations. It's B&E on the Horn.
What's hot? And what's not?
This segment brought to you by Altstadt Beers, brewed right here in the heart of the Hill Country. Check out their state-of-the-art brewery, tap room, and restaurant next time you're in Fredericksburg. Altstadt Beers, no impurities, no regrets.
That's right. Altstadt Beer also brings us your Horn Top 20 Countdown. That will begin now. As soon as we know when Texas starts their season, we'll begin counting down and do 20 shows out to the opener for the Longhorns. We'll count down the top 20 teams in college football. Shining a spotlight on each team each day over about a month-long period. It was supposed to start this week, but we knew that the Big 12 was going to push things back.
We knew they'd be last.
Yeah, we knew they'd be last, but now they're falling in line. A mid-September to late September start to the college football season for teams in the Big 12. That will be the case for the SEC, the Big 10, the Pac-12. Earliest starting will be the ACC, so that is interesting to see. Also on the hot or not side. How about J.J. Gotch said 22 years since the Nolan Ryan, Robin Ventura brawl. It was actually 27 years ago.
Ooh.
It was 1993 when Robin Ventura made the ill-fated decision.
He was excited.
Well, he was going to charge the mound on that old dude. And that old dude whooped his ass.
Whew.
Also on the Gary Patterson story, I saw this exchange, which I thought was interesting, that it was... Oh, my Twitter just updated. Anwar Richardson, our good friend from OrangeBloods.com, went to Twitter to say, might be unpopular, but Dylan Jordan shouldn't be dropping N-bombs in team meetings. Gary Patterson should not have repeated the word multiple times to prove his point. However, this appears to be a coach challenging a player not meeting expectations as opposed to a racist attack. Our friend Brian Jones, BJ from CBS Sports, agreed with that. Says, you're spot on, Anwar. Players complaining are freaking hypocrites. It's an abhorrent term that should not be uttered. Give me a break with the A or the R excuse. It's right on.
I got something that begins with a P, but I'll just keep that to myself.
Oh, man.
As you head back to Kansas. I mean, really?
Poppy seeds?
Come on, man.
Poppycock?
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Sam Pica de Gallo producing our show this morning. Sam, what do you have?
Well, the people on the text line have been saying it all morning, boys. You guys sound like a couple of geezers. So
Yes, we are.
I'm going to do
They do that every morning. We're geezers every morning for 20 years.
Well, we just found out that I have a son that's as old as Sam, right? So Sam's the same age as my oldest.
Well, I want to do you guys a favor and try and keep you hip. Try and keep you from talking jive.
Okay.
So I've come up with an idea. I figured out that Urban Dictionary has a word of the day. So I want to start quizzing you guys on the word of the day. So
this will go poorly.
It's going to go really badly, but try.
All right. So today's word of the day, Amazimers. What do you boys think Amazimers means?
I can use it in a sentence. Now, Urban Dictionary, for folks really old, is a dictionary of kind of fun terms that are being used.
Like slang. Yeah.
Slang being used today. Amazimers, I'm going to guess, is people who purchase thing from Amazon a lot. They're overly using Amazon for purchases.
So you're close. I'll use the sentence and see if you guys get it, because you're really, really close.
Thank you.
I got two Alexas on my doorstep today. My Amazimers must be acting up.
That's pretty close.
Okay, yeah. So you're an Amazon user, or people in your house use Amazon a lot?
So it's when you order something on Amazon and then forget that you ordered it on Amazon and order another one.
You have
Amazimers.
I buy two of everything at the grocery store anyway.
There you go. So this is normal, as normal for Bucky.
Yeah.
That's why at the beginning of the pandemic, remember when toilet paper was a problem? You had plenty.
That's right.
You
buy
two of everything.
I already did it before they started doing it. I already had plenty of it.
I remember when.
I buy two of everything.
That's when people pivoted to buying more toilet paper, even though they really didn't need to. There was never a shortage.
What else you got there, Sam?
So you guys know how much I love hearing about the new Corona Tech. Whether it be the good old-fashioned
whoop strap,
or the Aura Ring, or any of these things. But the Denver Broncos has a new piece of equipment that they have added to their tunnels, the MicroShore Misting System. It's essentially like a giant walk-through metal detector that sprays you down with a very powerful, non-toxic disinfectant, and it sprays it all over each player and their equipment as they pass through the tunnel onto the field and off the field. Partially, obviously, in response to their player Von Miller testing positive a couple months back. But I wanted to ask you boys, are we hot or not on this? Because I don't think it's, I'm not really that hot on it.
Little mister?
Yeah, like a big mister.
I hear non-toxic, and I'm thinking, what am I walking through here? Is this like napalm in the morning or something? What am I doing? Teams are going to take every precaution. I watched the Zoom chat last week with Bill O'Brien of the Texans, and he talked about all of the, remember, they hired a full-time.
The best. In the world.
Sanitary specialists to clean their facility and put all the latest technology so they have the cleanest damn building in America. He said, this is the cleanest building in the city of Houston, I guarantee you, where the Texans are going to practice every day. But yes, all those technologies are going to be put to use. Anything that can early detect COVID,
sure.
Anything that can help contain the spread of COVID.
I'm down with the ring. I want the ring, as my wife may be listening for Christmas.
Yeah, the ring.
I'd like to have that ring.
The Aura ring. We'll make $300. We'll see if that's coming down on Amazon.
Should be coming down, right?
You need to.
Amazon-tonian.
Supply and demand. The more people are buying them, the more they crank them out.
I need one of those. I'd like to have that.
Well, I don't get why it's a thing, really, because, I mean, even we've heard the MLB talk about one of the major factors in this thing is length of exposure. So you walk out and you get spritzed, but then you're practicing with these guys for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then you walk back and you get one more little spritz, and that's supposed to protect you? I don't get it.
Yeah,
myself.
It does seem a little...
Not enough.
If the guy across from you on the line of scrimmage is positive and you bang heads with him for 2 hours at a practice, you're probably going to... It's going to transmit.
Yeah.
And that whatever spritzer you sprayed is not changing anything. But it's just the abundance of caution. They're going to try everything, and people... You know, technology people with technology are coming to these teams saying, hey, why don't you try this? We have this new thing. We have
and they say yes.
They say, yeah, well, look.
We got the money.
Well, and I think part of it is player safety. You're trying to show the players you're going by going to
Absolutely,
all measures
yes.
to keep them as safe as they possibly can, understanding it's going to be unavoidable to have some, but at the same time, we're going to do everything we can do to make that happen. Look, we kind of snickered with the NBA when their bubble and all the precautions they took. So far, so good. They're playing hoops. It's high-level hoops. They're playing day games. I'm watching day basketball now in the Orlando, the Kim Kardashian NBA bubble.
Yeah, nobody's getting sick.
And they're doing a good job. So can the same be said for baseball? We'll hear from Derek Jeter coming up on what happened with the Miami Marlins, who have had an outbreak. Cardinals are having a deal now, and that leads to football. Can they keep their players safe for 4 months?
That will be a hard one.
Especially in college,
yes.
On campuses.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back. We'll reset those headlines. The Big 12's decision. Also, yes, 27 years ago, Robin Ventura. What was he thinking charging that man?
Got jacked.
He took the worst of a Nolan Ryan beatdown. We'll reset that. It's B&E with you having fun on a Tuesday.